Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, our very own Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute, was recently invited to testify before the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging at its hearing, Closing the Gap, Innovations to Promote America's Retirement Security. And there she presented a number of suggestions for increasing Americans' retirement security. What do they need to do and how do we get them to do it? Catherine, more and more you're reading about this sort of the woeful state of retirement preparedness in the United States, Americans not doing enough, and the fact that Social Security is not going to be adequate. Are people shocked? Are they concerned? Is it a sense of alarm?
Naturally, the committee is very concerned about the future state, the current and future state of retirement security in America. And as a result, convene this hearing seeking suggestions and recommendations in terms of what can be done to help improve it.
Of course, there's the, you know, the tax-deferred 401k plan and Roth IRA, individual retirement accounts. So there are a number of things in place that would seem to provide enough incentive for people to save for retirement on a tax-deferred basis. But what else, what are the other things that Congress or public policy should be encouraging?
Well, one of the big things that I chose to speak about in my testimony is extending access of workplace retirement benefits to more employees. Nearly 3 out of 4 employers that we surveyed offer a 401k or similar plan to their employees, yet only 38% extend eligibility to their part-time workers.
What's the magic percentage of what you need to put away? It's very common that people think they need $1 million or $2 million in retirement that may or may not be sufficient. So what's that ideal percentage that individuals should be putting away for retirement?
It's really a function of your age, your income, and your life priorities. For those getting started saving, aim for a minimum of 10%. And then speaking of 10%, it's a not so magical and rather alarming percentage. And we find only about 10% of workers have actually done the calculation to estimate how much they should be saving. So the most magical percentage of all would be to go out and use an online retirement calculator. We have one at transamericacenter.org to estimate your retirement savings needs and how much you need to be saving.
Well, thanks, Catherine. I'm sure we'll get into this these issues much more in the future. And of course, I'd like to hear more about your experience there on Capitol Hill. Until next time, that's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker.